Country Pop FM. The State in History and the Almanac today on a very special day. The annual Bob FM golf tournament slash outing slash event. Neil is live out at Cedar Creek Golf Course in Albertville. Neil, are you ready?
Sunny and beautiful here on the patio, Jim. I'm ready.
Monday, June 15th. Believe it or not, it is the midway mark of the month of June. 167th day. In fact, it's the midway mark of the month. And when we end this month, that's the midway mark of the year. Think about that. We have 199 days left to go, under 200 remaining here this date. 1785, reportedly the first ever aviation deaths, the first ever fatalities in the world of aviation occurred on this date. Two Frenchmen were killed attempting to cross the English Channel in a balloon. The balloon crashed, and the two Frenchmen sadly passed away. The first two aviation fatalities, 1785. 1844 here this date. Serious
freedom. Only from Goodyear.
Goodyear, Goodyear. Goodyear, Charles Goodyear, the Goodyear guy, patented vulcanized rubber, later made the rubber into tires, and really the rest is history, Neil.
He did well, and where would we be without it? And I think he made some money along the way off that patent and that discovery as well.
And he had a blimp with his name on it, too. Have you had a blimp with your name on it?
Well, I can only dream of such things.
1917, the Espionage Act passed, making it illegal to spy against the United States. Prior to that, it was willy-nilly. You could spy against the U.S. all you wanted. In 1917, they finally realized maybe we should make that illegal.
Yeah. I think that was a good choice in retrospect. They probably could have done it earlier, but we haven't caught too many people spying, although I'm sure it's been done way more than we know.
Yes, correct. 1938.
Johnny Vandermeer became a baseball immortal when he pitched two consecutive no-hit games. On a June afternoon, he shut out Boston 3-0 and returned to the mound 4 days later to beat Brooklyn 6-0. The record has not been equaled.
Wow. It has not been equaled, and probably it's going to be a while until we see it again. Two no-hitters in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he was a young man and not a dominant, kind of like Don Larsen pitching the perfect game. I mean, kind of a 500 pitcher, you know, decent, but to do that, you know, it's magic two times in a row. Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever see that again.
So that was this date in 38 that Johnny Vandermeer did that for the Cincinnati Reds, pitching his second consecutive no-hitter. And, in fact, it was a double whammy today because they were playing the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Field. It was the first ever night game at Ebbets Field. So you had all this pomp and circumstance and excitement with the Dodgers in Ebbets Field, their first ever night game. And then Johnny Vandermeer goes out and throws a no-hitter.
Shuts them out.
As the Reds defeat the Dodgers 6-0. Remember this song, Neil?
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy. And I'm sitting down in the
This climbed all the way to number 4 on the Hot 100 this date, 1968, Ohio Express, and the song Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy.
Remember it well.
You had the 45.
I used to sing along with it as best I could, yes.
Who didn't? This date in 1969, Hee-Haw debuted.
Hee-Haw, Hee-Haw.
I'm Buck.
I'm
Roy.
Let's go.
Here, man.
They like to do their picking and grinning on the old Hee-Haw show, and that was on for decades, but it debuted this date in 69, kind of the country version of Laughing Neil, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, and it had a way longer run than Laughing, and certainly an iconic classic show.
CBS TV is where Hee-Haw found a home, and then it was on for the longest time, as you mentioned. I think RFD TV still shows reruns of Hee-Haw.
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
1992, I don't know if you can hear this audio.
Add one little bit on the end. Thank you, potato. How's it? You write phonetically. There you go.
That is real audio of Dan Quayle this date. He was visiting a school and using a faulty flashcard. I guess they blame it on a student teacher now. They blame it on a student teacher, faulty flashcard that had an E at the end of potato. Now, if you make potatoes plural, I believe you put an E on it, if I'm not mistaken. But as a singular word, potato does not have an E on it. Dan Quayle put an E on it, or actually forced this young man at the blackboard to put an E on it. And, of course, he got shredded as a result.
He did indeed.
And probably...
Yeah, I mean, you know, when that's your legacy, right. I don't know if you really had that distinguished of a career.
And Dan Quayle, he just struggled when it came to being in front of a camera. You put a microphone in front of him, he just struggled. He didn't have, I don't know if it's confidence or what it was. He just, he said some crazy, strange things. Mm-hmm. But he's not the only one who's done that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It always happens. So that was in 92. 95.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
So that's Johnny Cochran. He is, of course, defending O.J. Simpson. This was the date. It was almost to the date, a year later after the actual murders that O.J. Simpson was accused of. This was the date that O.J. Simpson was ordered to put the glove on. Who told you to put the glove on? I told you to put the glove on. Who told you to put the... He put the glove on, but they didn't fit. He had like surgical gloves underneath, and then he tried to put these leather gloves that had been wet, and they dried, and they just never fit. So if they don't fit, you must acquit. And that's what happened this date, 1995, Neil. You remember it?
Oh, yeah. That was a key day in the trial, and the prosecution was never able to recover from that.
Pretty much. 1998. Neil, I'm sure you were down in Miami, West Palm Beach, to be exact, for the Spice Girls kicking off their first ever North American tour. It was the Spice World Tour. No Ginger Spice, though. She had quit the Spice Girls earlier in the tour when they were in Europe and said, bye-bye, I'm out of here. They still sound the same, though. Spice Girls, 1998 in Miami. That is what we call a Bob Almanac treat. 2007.
Now, folks, I want to thank you very, very much for inviting me into your homes for the last 50 years. I am deeply grateful. And please remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
It wouldn't be a Bob Barker Price is Right without that last little PSA. Bob Barker's final appearance on the Price is Right this date in 2007. Neil, you have any idea how many brand new cars he gave away?
Oh, my gosh. In 50 years, it was pretty impressive what he did and seemed to be well-liked. And you had to like Barker's beauties.
Well, yeah, Barker loved Barker's beauties, too. I think he dated several of them, as I recall. And a year ago,
a nearly 100-year-old baseball jersey has broken an auction record. A Babe Ruth Road jersey fetched more than $5.6 million Saturday. That's the highest price ever for a piece of sports memorabilia, according to Hunt Auctions, which handled the sale.
It was an old, crusty garment, and they got $5.6 million. For an old Babe Ruth jersey.
Wow.
It had the mustard stains on it.
It was probably a mustard
beer.
Yep. And smelled of beer and cigars.
I'm sure he sweat, too. He's a big fella, Babe Ruth. I'm sure he perspired, wouldn't you think?
I bet he did. I think he did.
And as you know, in the 1920s and 30s, deodorant was not as advanced as it is now.
And the material was wool and not... Didn't breathe quite as well as some of the stuff they have today.
Let's move on to birthdays now. The former head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike Holmgren.
No more rocket balls, please.
Well, I was teamed up.
Man, he's all over the joint here. All over the joint.
Uh-oh.
So he loved Brett Favre, but I assume that Brett Favre also could be somewhat frustrating for Mike Holmgren. Please, no more rocket balls. Brett Favre, famous.
He broke fingers of his wide receivers.
Yeah, Mike Holmgren, 72. Happy birthday.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring.
Lead singer from Kansas. They had a couple of different lead guys. This guy sang lead on Dust in the Wind, and this one here as well. Carry On, Wayward Son, Steve Walsh. Not the quarterback out of Creighton Durham Hall. This is from the group Kansas.
Ah, yes.
69 today. He was John Belushi's younger brother, Jim Belushi. Pretty funny guy in his own right.
Belongs to the unsung hero of chess, the high school chess coach.
Pawn to rook four. Pawn to rook four.
No!
Donald Graff of Rockville Center High, dedicated to turning raw kids into chess champions.
You call that castling? Come on, why don't you just give him the king? Give it to him!
One of my favorite mid-80s SNL bits, it's Jim Belushi as the high school chess coach. You may also know him from that show According to Jim, which was a good show on ABC. It was a sitcom. Jim Belushi.
Yeah, he did a couple of movies that did pretty well, and then you know he would join Dan Aykroyd for some Blues Brothers stuff after his brother John left us. So that was good.
Somebody's knocking. Should I let him in?
Terry Gibbs is on our list today. 66. Listen for this song during the upcoming Bobathon.
One hit wonder,
and she's blind, kind of like Ronnie Millsap. She's 66 today. Let's head to Airplane and one of the fantastic flight attendants. She was always there to serve coffee.
Also, we're flying without a navigational system and can't seem to change course.
Miss, are you telling us absolutely everything?
Not exactly. We're also out of coffee.
Panic! Airplane 2, that was when they were like in space, wasn't it, Neil?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I didn't quite do it for me as well. Airplane 1 was one of the greatest.
Julie Haggerty, the flight attendant there, 65. Wade Boggs.
Excuse me. Can I help you? Yeah, Gary sent me over to sign some autographs. Hi, I'm Wade Boggs.
Hi.
Wade Boggs, huh? Yeah, how you doing? I'm Babe Ruth. Yeah, I'm his good friend Dizzy Dean.
I'm Woody Boyd.
If you are a Boston sports star, you better show up on Cheers.
Woody didn't quite get it, but, you know, that's what made Woody Woody.
So, Wade Boggs, 62, pretty good hitter. He has a batting title or two to his name. Helen Hunt, what time is it, Neil?
I'd like to think it's TV theme time, Jim.
Mad About You theme.
Tell me why.
Helen Hunt was on that show. That's really where we kind of met her and got to know her. And she was in some movies, Twister, As Good As It Gets. Who's she in that movie with? Jack Nicholson, maybe?
Yeah.
Some people call him John. He doesn't like when they call him John.
What Women Want, she did with Mel Gibson.
Oh,
that was pretty
good,
too.
That was good, too. Yeah, Helen Hunt, 57 today.
This has something to do with numbers and processing. And he carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. He's a transponster!
Monica Geller, was she at the Bruce Springsteen concert that you went to at the St. Paul Civic Center when they recorded the video for You Can't Start a Fire Without a Spark? Dancing in the Dark? Do you remember that?
She was. Dancing in the Dark, yeah. She did. Yeah, they pulled her up on stage, and then they said, hey, we're going to do this again. We're filming a video. And then they brought her back up a second time. So it was all pre-planned, but yeah, it was fun to be there to see it done.
Courtney Cox, 56. Michael Britt, lead guitarist for Lone Star. Happy birthday, 54. Our rapper of the day is Ice Cube. He is 51. Leah Remini from King of Queens.
Seriously, you should probably settle on something.
I will, honey. I have till Saturday, okay?
I know, just that... Larry's wife, Kathy, she's already begun the prep work on her cake.
Oh, prep work. Oh, I better cut out my sugar and my butter. I only have 3 days to make a cake.
They were a great pair, Kevin James and Leah Remini. And Leah Remini is old enough for the senior golf tour now. She is 50 here today. What do you think of that King of Queens show? You used to watch that, didn't you? Ever see that, or you just watch Gunsmoke?
Well, I actually did break away and watch some King of Queens. You couldn't help but like those two. They were That was comedy gold, Jim.
And the guy who played Doogie Howser and Bubby Stinson. What was his name on How I Met Your Mother? But it's Neil Patrick Harris here today, 47.
Challenge accepted.
No.
What? Get that blonde girl's phone number? Challenge accepted.
It was Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. Doogie Howser, believe it or not, Neil, is 47 today. 47, 47 years old.
All right, on the gone but not forgotten category, our first lady of the day is former First Lady Rachel Jackson. Just two names for her, weird. President Andrew Jackson was her husband, and he was in office there in the 1800s. Rachel Jackson, 1767. Grammy Award-winning composer David Rose.
Did you hear the French horns at the open? You could really hear that there. This is a different version of the Little House on the Prairie theme. He did the music on Little House on the Prairie. He did Bonanza as well, so he's well connected with Michael Landon, Neil, as you know.
Well, for sure, yes. He did great work. David Rose is the name, born on this day, 1910, so bonus TV theme time there. Actor Lash LaRue was born on this day, 1917.
Wasn't he known as the King of the Bullwhip?
Well, from what I can hear right there, he was pretty adept at it. I would think so. Lash LaRue was born on this day, 1917.
Now, didn't the Statler brothers ask whatever happened to him?
Jennings.
Didn't the Statler brothers ask whatever happened to him?
Yes, they did, as a matter of fact. So he was immortalized in song by the Statler boys. Country singer Waylon Jennings was immortalized in many songs. He was born on this day, 1937. We'll continue to feature him in Fave 5. Now, my brother had the album, had a couple of his albums, Nielsen Schmielsen, for sure. Musician Harry Nielsen, 1941.
If living is without you, I can't live. I can't give anymore. I can't live.
That was such a good song, even
how do you like that?
Mariah Carey redid it. So good.
Yes. He did movie sound, you know, song from the Midnight Cowboy movie. Harry Nielsen, very talented guy, 1941. And one more, he was Ernest. He was Jim Varney.
Hey, Vern, I've decided to take matters into my own hands. This boogeyman has terrorized you long enough. It'll ruin your childhood, Vern. Now, you are looking at the genuine article.
Did you think that Vern guy ever got sick and tired of Ernest showing up?
I think he probably would have or did. I certainly can understand it. Jim Varney was born on this day in 1949. I'd like to put in a request for the all-request lunch hour for Jim Varney's version of Hot Rod Lincoln. Don't sleep on it. It's very good. Yeah. He did a heck of a job with it. And if you can pull that out, that would be outstanding. And now they're all
gone
but not forgotten.
Forgotten. Thank you so much, Neil. Enjoy the time. I'll see you out there. I'll be getting out there just for the all-request lunch hour. We'll do it live out on the patio. We'll do our best to put together an entertaining program. Of course, my mind, I'll be going through shot by shot, hole by hole during the show, so I might be a little distracted during today's all-request lunch hour, but we'll see how it goes.
Could happen.
Yeah. Would you like Would you like to start this Bobathon with Kenny Chesney? Never wanted nothing more. Tracy Byrd, I'm from the country.
That's it.
I'm working with the echo here. Must be echoing off the. Off the flag on number 9 there.
I don't know. I don't hear it.
Alabama song of the South.
I don't hear it. Let's do Tracy Byrd here this morning.
Might as well. Thanks, Neil.
All you need for summer. KBDG Albany.